my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor. Of course, a new week, and it's a joy to be with you. I hope you had a great Lord's Day yesterday, and souls saved, and backsliders get right with God. And I hope it was just a wonderful day. And whether your church is large or small, whether you have a choir or not, whether you have a pianist or not, some of you don't even have a pastor. God bless you. And just make it the very, very best you can make it. Well, it's going to be a great week on the broadcast. We're working our way through Proverbs this month once again, and all 31 chapters. And we skip over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, so you miss some. But I hope you're reading the book of Proverbs. I read it every day. Proverbs 15 today, on April 15th, it's tax day today. And I hope you have a refund. I hope you don't have to pay. And it'd be a good day either way, as long as you have the money to pay it. Paid in full. Our college young people sing for us today. Thank you for listening. And it's a wonderful thrill to be part of the broadcast with you today. Proverbs chapter 15, paid in full.
And a thorny crown, paid the debt with the blood of the Lamb. Paid in full by the blood of the Lamb, free from sin, free to live, now I am. And it reads on the page where my sins were written down, paid in full by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, how great was the debt that I owed, bound to pay for the seeds I had sown. But in Jesus my Lord, a great treasure I found, I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Paid in full by the blood of the Lamb, free from sin, free to live, now I am. And it reads on the page where my sins were written down, paid in full by the blood of the Lamb. Paid in full by the blood of the Lamb. Free from sin, free to live, now I am. And it reads on the page where my sins were written down, paid in full.
Paid in full. By the way, I want to say to our church family, and on the 21st, which is this Sunday, is a Sunday night, a wonderful time. Oh, my goodness. We have four of our men that have been on staff here collectively about 60 years. They're all young men, but you know, one has like 20-some years and one has 18 years. And you add it all up, about 60 years together. All four men are our pastors here that work with me and serve together. We're co-laborers, and they're going to be ordained to gospel ministry. It's going to be quite a sight to see them kneeling on our with their wives and presenting their families on this Sunday night. And so I hope that you'll be watching and to see these men separated to the gospel ministry. They've been in the ministry, Brother Chris Fanera, and I'm doing it alphabetically, Brother Luke Flood, Brother Andrew Reimers, Brother Mike Moyer, godly, godly men. And it is going to be a great, exciting time for us. There's another song, God Will Provide. We're in Proverbs 15 today. Very important one today. Very, very important one. And so I hope you can stay tuned to listen. God Will Provide. This is by the Flood family. Two boys, two girls, brothers and sisters, all adults now. God Will Provide.
Isaac walked up the mountain, his father by his side, never realizing he would be the sacrifice.
And when Abraham raised up his hand to take his child's life, in his heart he must have wondered why. Sometimes God will take us to unexpected places, but in every situation we will find God will provide beyond what we've imagined, so much more than we can fathom. He will supply, God will provide. Trust in Him completely and take each step believing like a child. God will provide.
On another hill called Calvary, a father's only son was offered as a priceless gift of faithfulness and love.
Amidst the cries of all mankind, God reached down from above and covered us in Christ's atoning blood.
No matter what your need is, God will always meet it. I know His grace will always be. So much more than we can fathom, He will supply, God will provide. When we trust in Him completely and take each step believing like a child,
God will provide.
God will
That's so good. And those four siblings, they're just wonderful, wonderful. What a family. Proverbs 15, verse 1. A soft, well, what is soft? Well, let's take butter. It can be frozen. Somebody freezes our butter here in our break room for our staff because they say that's, I don't know anything about it. So I trust them. They say that's the way you store a great volume of butter. Whether that's true, no, I don't need an email about it. I don't care. It's like, I don't care how to use a wash machine, but soft is the opposite of frozen or hard butter. I like that butter. And you put it on, and I can have it both ways, by the way. I like it when it's chunks. All butter's good for you. But nonetheless, wait a minute. A soft answer. Clay, it's soft. You don't want it to be hardened. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. My challenge today is guard your words. Listen to this. I've asked our students, I told you this last week, to check every month. It's a different word. It's the word wealth, or the word words, or the word women, or walk, or wicket, or wine. I don't like the word weapons, but I put that down. Different W's that I have through the book of Proverbs. But listen to these. The different words God says in the book of Proverbs, he uses the word different descriptions. Word or words, they're all the same color in my book, my Bible. Word, words, speak, speaketh, talk, speech, tongue, mouth, lip, lips, voice, call, lie, lies, lying, talebearer. Do you realize that 290 times in 31 chapters, 290 times, and knowing me, I probably missed a few, but something that deals with our mouth, our speech. I have speech on there, speech two times there, and tongue and mouth and lip, all those. God says, son, you're going to have to be careful with your words. Someone yells at someone, I tell you what. And then they get convicted. So I don't know why I said that. I do. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. When we say, you know, you're so dumb, you're so this, you're so that, you're so proud. And we come back and say, I shouldn't have said those. I don't know why I said it. Yes, you do. What you think, you speak. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. It's already there. You've laid it up. You've thought those things. And it just comes out. Instead, I think of my blessed Redeemer. I think of him all the day. Spend your day not searching the internet. What more garbage can I find? No. Find what righteousness you can find, and what godliness, and what holiness, what a tender spirit, and in the home, sir. Just because you have the deeper voice and the stronger voice and the louder voice doesn't mean that you're a good person, a soft answer. And ladies, maybe you have a shrilly voice, or maybe you have a fast voice. And I go, blah, 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 blah. That doesn't give you power. When children do wrong, sometimes parents raise their voice. I'll tell you what! You just lost the instruction that you're supposed to give and the correction. You have reduced yourself to the same behavior of the problem of your child. You don't yell at your children. You don't yell at your wife. You don't yell at your husband. You don't yell at people. I told my boss, I just gave him a piece of my mind. Please, you don't have that much to give away. A soft answer. I've answered sometimes so abrupt, and I'm ashamed. I don't want to be that way. I want to die one day, and I hope people can say he was a kind pastor. He was a kind pastor. He was always a fiery preacher. I hope he can say that, but he had a kindness in his heart. Father, your word has this here in Proverbs 15:1, from a father to a son, that we're to have a soft answer. And so I pray that we would live that way with our lives, with our mates, with our children, with our parents, with those that we work with, and those that we see face to face on the journey of life. Give us a good day where we lift your name, exalt your name, and magnify your name above every name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcasts and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.